Is it rude to change the thermostat at somebody else's house? What's the rule on thermostat, like, etiquette? 314-531-9898. Like, if you're at somebody else's house and you are freezing, can you just, like, turn up the thermostat a notch or two? What about if, like, you're at an Airbnb like I was this past week? And I was just telling you, we stayed at that fun house for Thanksgiving where it's like everything was like decked out when my whole family went. My in-laws were there. Brother-in-law's there. And so I'm with a group of people, and I was freezing at night. But I didn't know if I was allowed to change the thermostat. Because I know my father-in-law, who's the senior member, you know, senior man in the room, he runs hot at night. And he even carries a fan with him. But I was, like, freezing. Like, for whatever reason, I don't know if my blanket situation was off, but I was so cold that I was like, I'm going to go turn up the thermostat. But then I thought to myself, and then I did, and then someone's like, man, was it hot last night? I'm like, no, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I didn't want to admit it because I thought maybe I was being rude.
Yeah, I think you were rude. I think that you cannot touch the thermostat unless you own the house.
Really?
You just have to suck it up.
What if you're freezing? I have to, like...
I'm cold, like, every single day, okay? I always have a blanket around me, and that's just because I run cold. But that's not everybody else's problem. Like, I just... You got to adjust.
I am changing it, and I'm, like, announcing it to everybody. Everywhere I go, if I'm, like, freezing, I'm like, guys, I'm changing the thermostat.
You do? You change it?
Yes, and I change it. And if anybody disagrees with me, I'm like, I'm sorry.
Who wins, though? What if someone... What if someone comes back to you like, no, I'm sweating, and you're like, I'm freezing?
Well, I think at night
you have to wrestle.
This was an interesting this was an interesting time.
Yeah, because no one's gonna know.
Well, right. No one's gonna know, but I also think I like it cold. You know, I like it cold.
I usually
when I
do
sleep
too.
At
it was
night.
Freezing in this. I think I got a bad room.
At least you're cold rather than hot.
Yeah. Do you think that makes a difference?
Yes.
Because you can layer up.
Yeah, you can bundle layer up.
So, like, hot. You, AB, just said you're going to change it because you're cold. You would lose. You'd be like, no, then you have to go bundle up because this person.
My best friend Elizabeth's apartment is always freezing at night, and I will change it.
Wow.
What?
Oh, yes.
Oh no. See,
I always change it.
You're in her apartment.
No, no.
Yes. Absolutely.
No. I think that's wrong.
Yeah.
But AB can't, like, she's
house
uncomfortable.
Rules.
Like, what? Like, that's what I was thinking.
Bundle up. I've stayed at Elizabeth's. Get more blankets.
I'm
using a heated blanket.
I couldn't find blankets in this Airbnb. Like, I was like, I don't know what these blankets are. What's going on?
See, that's where the dilemma is. Yeah. It's not an owned home. It's like you guys are all together.
Yes.
Who is the person in charge?
Then who, yes. Is it the person who booked it on Airbnb?
Yes.
Is it the person who's the oldest?
No.
Is it the person who...
Maybe hates old people.
I'd like to stop right there because the person that's the oldest, you know, no offense to the elder out there, but typically they're going to be a little off with how their body's...
they're going to be a little skewed.
You know what I mean? That's not a good, you know, base to go off of.
There's a hierarchy when it comes to the Airbnb, and the person that booked it is at the top.
See, this is where
I... That's true.
I don't know if that's the case. Like they're my in-laws. That's my wife's
Whoever has
parents.
Their credit card...
Well,
yes.
We booked it.
I also feel like you had a majority of the family there, right? You had two kids, your wife.
Whoever has the most people,
No.
So you think whoever put their credit card in the Airbnb.
Yes, because that's always a whole thing to be like, all right, Venmo me, do that. They had to do all that. So they deserve to have, like, the bigger room.
I think it could be disrespectful to my in-laws, though.
Tell them to put the credit card down.
I want you, because neither of you guys are married. I want you guys to talk to your in-laws
I
like
will.
This.
Yeah, right. I will.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you think Hannah won't?
Yeah. No, Hannah put her dog in the cage when she didn't want to, and she was hanging out with her boyfriend's parents. Yep. She chickened out because it's harder to do.
It's very hard.
Yeah, it's really hard to talk to your in-laws. Like, I put my card on this Airbnb. It's hard.
I feel like the thermostat causes a lot of...
There's drama.
Yes. A lot of angst, you know, across... Houses all over the world.
All right, you jump in on this. Let's see who gets the most votes. When the thermostat game is off, when someone's hot and someone's cold, who gets to control the thermostat? 314-531-9898. The drama that the thermostat has caused. The thermostat drama. 314-531-9898. When it comes to staying at someone else's house or having an Airbnb with a group of people, How do you figure out the thermostat drama? If you're like at someone else's home and you are just freezing or you are sweating, can you turn it down because you're uncomfortable? I felt this weekend. I was with an Airbnb, one of those like fun houses. Had my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law there. They're their dog. They had my in-laws there. They're like my seniors. They're my wife's parents. And I was freezing in the middle of the night, so I was like trying to sneak around figuring out, is this rude or not, when I turned the thermostat up because I was cold. 314-531-9898. Ellen, how do you figure out what's the thermostat etiquette?
So thermostat etiquette at my house is if you're at my house and you're hot or you're cold, you can ask, but at the end of the day, I control it because it's my house.
So you got to like
Airbnb,
You got to submit a real request. Like,
right.
I'm hot.
Right, yes.
And you got to have like a case. You know,
yes.
We'll put you on trial.
Well, it's reasonable, right? I mean, and
no AB willy nilly, just going
yeah,
right. Cranking it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't just be touching it like AB&B over here. Okay, AB.
So I actually had somebody do that to me one time at a party, and
wow.
I had the ovens going, and the house was hot. There were a lot of people in the house, and I'm running around like a crazy person. And this friend decides she and her little group of friends are cold, so they upped the thermostat. And I look like a drowned rat.
Wow. So
Mama was already hot.
They didn't get a plate of that food when it was done. They got kicked out of the group, AB. You better watch out.
Yeah.
I'm not stopping.
And then what do you do if you're like at a community Airbnb? Who gets the call then?
So if you have a community Airbnb, and I've done this quite a bit, I mean, it's negotiated, right? So, and I think it's always good to ask because other people are being nice to you. So, like, your in-laws might be being nice to you.
Maybe.
And thinking, oh, he's comfortable, but I'm not. So I'm just going to leave it the way it is, you know? So just throw it out there. Hey, is anybody a little bit cold? Could we turn this up for a little bit?
You got to take it to a vote. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. Alicia, something happened to you when you were pregnant trying to mess with the thermostat. You never mess with a pregnant woman. And then you had thermostat drama?
Yeah, so we were at my mother-in-law's house for dinner, and I was 9 months pregnant, and it was July. She had the air off to save money.
She had the air off to save money in July?
That ain't right.
Yes. Yeah, she had the windows open, but it was roasting in her house. So I texted my husband, and I said, we got to get out of here. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
So you left. So you don't get them. You still didn't mess with the thermostat. You just left.
Yeah, we ate dinner, and then I was like, we got to go.
See, that's how scary the in-laws are, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you don't even change it, even when you're 9 months pregnant. You just remove yourself from the situation.
Yep.
Thank you so much for the call.
She's just shaking her head.
Robert, you found a middle ground with figuring out the thermostat, because the drama that is unfolding with the thermostat is hilarious.
Yes. So there are six of us that usually travel to Minnesota. We travel different states putting in fiber, so we always get an Airbnb. And some of these guys, they're pushing 300, 350 pounds. I'm only 180.
You gotta push your weight down.
I run hot, so I prefer it to be like 60 degrees all the time in the house because I have three fans in my house blowing on me. No matter what time of year it is.
What is wrong?
So at every
Airbnb,
gotta
get that checked out.
Yeah, it likes to be cold. He runs hot.
60 degrees and three fans. This
at
guy.
Every Airbnb we stay at, we come to a consensus depending on what time of year it is, what we want the temperature to be at. Some want it hotter, some want it colder, so we just meet in the middle.
I love that. Like that.
Middle if you're at 60?
60, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in my own home, I don't care who it is. As long as temperature doesn't go above 67, I can deal with it. I can take clothes off. I can walk around in a Carhartt and a hoodie and two pairs of jeans. No, you got to cut that out.
This dude was saying with six dudes at the Airbnb. He's like, you got to take clothes off.
Wow.
Their work trips get interesting, guys.
King Robert.
King.